workshop meeting in November.
Yeah, I couldn't do the picture of the thing for the town. Sure, anybody else could do that, but I couldn't.
It was all the way to the bottom of the email.
You gotta go.
All right, we'll find it for you. And we'll look at that. It's very similar to the picture we had before. I think that it doesn't really look like it's
called. Is it a Roman bond?
I think that's just a wrong color. I believe we're going with
aluminum.
Yeah, I think the aluminum.
I think it looks.
Don.
You like the aluminum better than the aluminum than that goldish stuff. I think that was really gold. It doesn't work for me either.
No.
So I think it's going to be more of an aluminum.
What do you think, aluminum or gold?
Aluminum, but I have this hair that won't like go away.
Got a solution for that.
Well, we'll get one. I got quite a few.
I got a load at home.
Right, just because this one came off with, we're on a non-agenda night, it's a workshop meeting. So we'll just start off with the last email I sent because it just came in. And actually, the Halversons really need to know soon so they can get out there before the snow flies to get the Eagle Scout project completed. So anyway, good evening. Our son needs to complete an Eagle Scout project. Peter Kosminski from the Kiskatown Fire Department suggested that we reach out regarding cleaning the cemetery behind the firehouse. He said it is town maintained.
Is this the community meeting?
This is a town of Catskill meeting for the our normal workshop meeting. So yes.
Upstairs?
What are you looking at? What kind of meeting? This is a town board of town, the town of Catskill. Now you look. I don't know if there's a village meeting or anything.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to get really close to you.
So this is our normal workshop meeting for the town of Catskill.
Okay.
So I mean, what is there a certain subject that you wanted to come out for?
I wanted to talk about the Cultivate Catskill's role in the winter solstice celebration.
So that's the village board meeting up at the senior center.
Okay,
so you just go down across from the county building, go up the hill, and then you make a right. And it's a big building on your right. It used to be a school. And just drive around the back.
Can
slowly.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, because I'm safer walking and driving.
Perfect. All right.
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it.
You got it.
Sorry, Grandma.
Awesome. No. We're here for you.
Connect him up with Tom Andreessen because he's got the chemicals to help clean the stones, or if you can give him the right stuff to use.
So we got a motion by Patrick, seconded by Jared. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Also, in speaking with Ms. Ben John Halverson, he actually worked for many years. I don't know him personally, but he worked for Henderson. So he's somewhat
familiar
with stones too. So. If we can get that product thing, it probably won't hurt. Because I think he probably wants to do more than just spray. He probably wants to still be careful with the water and all that so we don't do damage to any more of the stones. Okay. I think we put this out on email, just a letter to Malcolm, James Malcolm, DEC, regarding the Greene County IDA Catskill Water Sewer Extension Approval Plan. Everybody familiar with that? So I signed. I just want to, as a note. I don't think there's a motion necessary to. So I can read it. I guess the Greene County IDA is seeking a plan approvals for Part 750 of the Catskill Water and Sewer Extension in the town of Catskill near Exit 21, New York State Thruway. The existing Stewarts and Greene County Visitor Center are swamping property. Since Stewarts will be building at the new facility, replace the existing. The Greene County Visitor Center will occupy the existing Stewarts building and will be utilize the existing water sewer connections. That building. Said Stewarts will be constructing a new building. Water and sewer infrastructure will be provided. Both Stewarts and Greene County Visiting Center are already connected to the existing 6-inch force main, and there will be no net charge change to the sewer flows to the village of Catskill. Please see the attached plan, and so on. It just continues on. So we're just letting Jamie Malcolm know what we're doing down there. So I sign that. I'm going to give that to Liz just as a piece of information. Thank you. You got the email. We're to send it back, Liz.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next one, we got schedule a public hearing for the Catskill Fire Protection District. And I think it's the right thing to do to schedule a meeting. We put a 2% escalator going off the budget from 5 years ago. When Jared, were you on the committee with Doreen when I was? Do we have potential? I mean, I really, because we don't have any new financials at this point, so we're just going to
have that very back and forth.
So, I mean, that's the only data that we have to go from whatever that what may look like to even give a one-year extension. But I think it's important for us as, you know, town board members to at least have we need some kind of contract in place regardless if it's, you know, somewhat, you know, not where we want it to be. So whereas we're going to the contract for the Fire Protection Service District with the Village of Catskill, VOC Fire Department will expire on December 31st, 2023, and whereas the town and village are desirous of entering into a new contract for fire protection service, so therefore we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby schedule a public hearing to review said contract on Tuesday, December 5th, 2023 at 6:35 p.m. located at the town of Catskill.
Motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Seconded by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those against? Motion so carries. So we'll have a public hearing. I could do that, Liz, but maybe if you would just let our village trustees know that we're scheduling a public hearing so they're aware of it. Trying to get a contract. Just another piece of information for them. The next one we have is authorized re-levy amounts for water and sewer districts, whereas the water and sewer re-levies have been prepared for all the town water and sewer districts, and whereas these amounts will be included on the tax rolls for the current year, cement and sewer, $17,061.68, Post Avenue sewer, $1,798.93, Leeds Jefferson sewer, $43,405.60. South Caro water, $29,201.44. That seems like a lot for a small district. Leeds Jefferson water, $87,061.53. Post Avenue water, $11,502.86. So therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby authorize the above amounts to be included on the tax rolls. Need a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Dwayne Scandipico.
Second.
Seconded by Jared Giordano. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion's okay. Abstain. Patrick as an abstention on that. So this carries 4. If this count is a 0 as an abstention, or a recusal would be a 0. I'm not sure if an extension would be a it's 4-0. Okay. Okay, fire department, we talked about that. Jared, you want to talk about the flagpoles for the front of town hall?
I found an example I sent out to everybody. I thought two of those would be nice. I don't know what everyone's opinion is on them.
I agree they would look nice in front of the town.
I think it looks sharp.
I'm comfortable being if
they yeah, but what was that from that guy that said that you need an engineer?
I think that came from Gettysburg's flag, which is I think in East Rebush, and that's the company that did all the patriotic banners for our veterans.
Yeah.
So I just
Village Hall has a similar one for
it's just a regular.
That's the
old flag man. Yeah, flag man is right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did look a little bit on, you know, I like them on buildings, like, you know, just some pictures. Some may have like another piece of wire, you know, giving it support. But if we go with Next Gen Sign and they actually do the installation of them per the directions, I think they would.
Yeah.
I don't think they're coming off the face of the building. But it's got to be mounted correctly for sure. And they're take on it, I guess. Who knows? I guess we'll have to try it. If they wrap around a lot or whatever,
I mean,
I guess
well they should be.
But, you know,
they have the swivel valves.
Well, that can be weighted. There's weights at the end of them to hold them down, so the weight will not be
on the flag itself, yeah, keep it more torn, yeah, a little frustrated. But I mean, I one thing I know is where we had them before, they looked nice, and I always did enjoy them. They looked nice, but the truth is they were slapping everybody in the head. People were walking in them, and then probably people were pulling on them, and next thing you know,
they're on Main Street. I did it today just to see that level, but how, I think it looks sharp.
It's going to be stately.
Because yeah. After coming up Main Street after the Village Building, there's no American flags.
Right. It is going to be noticed. I mean, if we're going to go that route, I mean, I'll let you be adjourned to that, Jeremy. If you like that one, or you think we should be looking at other ones, if
I mean, I this started when we were just Googling building mounted flagpoles.
What do they call them? It's a name, I don't know, I'm lost now. But it's a name, and I can't remember what the hell they call it.
Outrigger Long Island series.
What do they call them? Outriggers? Outriggers. Yeah, the Outriggers is what they call them. I mean, it looks like a good company.
And I chose the 8 foot just because we could put a good sized flag on the 8 foot.
Right, yes. It looks like it's a 3x5. Mm-hmm. And I think if you went further out, then then all of a sudden you got an additional weight out there.
And then we rub into those trees, though.
In the trees. I think the 8 footers will be more than sufficient.
Is that true enough for when the invasive worms that the lady from comes to Castillo's?
I don't want to say all the ones on Main Street, but most of the ones on Main Street are bark with pears, and they are invasive to New York. For sure. But they
hold their leaves lower.
I guess a bargain was there. They were probably young in the experience, and that's what they got.
Clear satin bronze or black.
Well, that's why I chose the color after we decided what color we're going.
What do we got now? Black bronze.
Bronze, black, clear, and satin.
I like black.
What does it get mounted to?
It's going to get mounted to the brick.
No, I know that, but I mean, like, is it going...
into the brick.
Into the brick.
Right. It's going to go into the brick. We do, if we repaint them, they kind of got some character, our downlights out front. And then we could spray them. But those are black, and we put the satin black. If we decide, or whoever decides, that we don't like the way they look and want to repaint them, it's somewhat of a match. I think it would stand.
Black.
Like the black ones? I don't think it's going to, in the long run, I don't think it's going to be that much of a difference.
And if they wrap around, it was an old fireman pole.
No, she can just reach out and coat
it off. If we order them soon, because, next gen, if we go there, he feels that we could actually get that signed up.
We have those poles for our skylights. Those things are dangerous. You don't want to get into that.
Signage.
English shipping. Thank you.
I'm going to try to show you a number. So, in the Gordian, it was from Don Hartwell. No, it wasn't. It was from Stiles. And he was the overall guy from Gordian, and which we piggybacked with the town increase on that. So, on there, we got all these plus and minuses and things of that nature. So, our overall contract, I think, was $318,095. So, the abatement credit was $38,000 because of the back of the building ended up not being asbestos. Air monitoring credit, $5,574. Asphalt credit, because we did that in-house, that was an $8,000 credit. It's everything on it is high, but again, that's for the prevailing giving that high. Nothing. I think the only thing, and I don't know, is advantage, but these prices were probably a year and a half to 2 years old, so I think that was probably a help to us. As you can see, the next one, the basement door, which was falling apart, that's pricey for sure, but we can be on it. Foundation work. So the foundation work, some of that, the addition, so these are pluses that weren't in the contract per se, and that's where we were underneath the ramp, where there was a hole there. Remember, we had to fill that in, and then there was so they had to put a foundation under where there was just a railroad, not a tie, but a rail, where they go, the rail. was between the two buildings, and it was pretty sturdy, but we kind of did that the right way. So that was an add-on. We didn't put gutters on. That's something we can, you know, do at our, I guess we just didn't do it. $2,400 charge back on there. Sampled it because we didn't do the asbestos testing ahead of time, so that was a $1,400 charge. So being, we didn't do the abatement up top on the $38,000, so for their company to do the siding removal, that was up $9,800, that is the siding that was on the building. Window repair, that was more in Kirsten's office. They were going to kind of not do the best job there, and I said, we're not going to have the windows that are looking like that, so they had to do it like this and get them squared up, but that was they did come out good. But again, if they spent a little bit more time on that, that was a $3,000 upcharge. And if you look on the continuation sheets, I think it gets into detail a little bit what those plus and minuses are off the top sheet. So okay, well, that's what that looks like. If you want to look at it, Patrick there might help you. Same as you can see it. I hope you guys are okay with that.
He's close to ours.
I don't know. Too small. So,
what is the total project you're at? $293.
And so, right, and we'll go back to that. Right now, it is on another sheet that I sent you. It was probably the one that had two attachments. It looked like it was maybe a pencil markup three.
Three
is where we are now. And then four is where we can be late, once we finalize up, it's like an additional $62,000 to get us there. Right now, they're looking for $72,310.69. So I'd like to give authorization to pay that. Motion by Jared. Second by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
And again, I think it might be pencil four if you look in that same location. That's what to finalize the job, which we have retainage in there.
We heard anything since we've insulated there? Is people a little warmer now that it's getting cold out?
Where's that? Down there?
Court? Kirsten's office?
Kirsten's office. I'm sure it's got to be with the new windows. I mean, we had birds living in the windows. Yeah, it was good. They were angry, because they couldn't nest in there this year. They're still trying to get in there. And honestly, I think I've received a few comments other than that the lift is out front. I've gotten some positive feedback on the colors. It looks a little better, and our neighbors to the back are really very pleased. And we got to get one more light on there. Either we're going to do that, or I'll have them come back right over the door. Yes, so we got to do that. So on that, I don't know if you can find it. Maybe it is pencil number three. On the far right, it says front signage. And there's a number on the right-hand side that says $6,598.69.
Yep.
So I shared with them our price from NextGen, and I think that might be like 34. What was that? 30? I don't know, 35 or something of that nature. Anyway, long story, if we want to run it through them, the number is going to be probably, because they're going to be like a 10% markup. That's what they do. It might be advantageous for us, otherwise how it works with the it's included in the job. So if we go through them, they pay NextGen sign for the signage, we get it up, and then they're gonna give us a credit for another $2,500. Yeah, I think that's just it's otherwise it just it was part of the deal, and we did most of the legworks, I think, just to finalize that. So with that, if we're gonna go with NextGen sign, I'd like to make a motion that we go with it. If everybody's happy with the signage that we see, let's make a motion that we engage NextGen sign through Upstate for the
motion.
Motion by Dawn for the new signage on the front of town hall. Seconded by who?
Me
by Jared. And I didn't hear you there, Jared. Sorry. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Good. And I think we're going to be pouring in for tonight. You have to thank the Catskill Highway Group for laying our getting our blacktop down in the back.
Looks good.
Really. Made a difference. The new fences in the back, and we paid for that. I think today, a little bit between our two buildings. I could go either way with it, to be honest with you. I'll be honest with you, I didn't particularly care for seeing it on the Catskill webpage that we're closing our town hall the Wednesday at noon prior to, even if it was done before without any communication being had by the town, you know, by the board. So I think that's a discussion that the board can have if they wanted, you know, to do that. And I guess every year, if the future town board wants to close early, then it's just something that should be done by resolution, but it's not something that's in our handbook as such right now. I mean, I guess it could be incorporated in the next handbook, but then I think what happens from there, if it becomes a, you know, additional holiday time for town hall employees, is the highway garage, they're under a collective bargaining agreement, so that, you know, really shouldn't be applicable.
It should be something that's discussed every year, and we've done it, I think, for the last at least 7 years that I've been here.
Right, and I don't know, I guess at one point, Supervisor Rizzo here, if I heard Liz right, I might have stopped for a while, Liz.
Never, not the Thanksgiving one.
The Christmas one did?
New Year's stopped. Thanksgiving has always been standard for as long as I've been here and before, so that's why it was on the website.
And as a woman who works in a man's world for the last 35 years, I will tell you that it's very much appreciated because typically it's the female who has to get everything ready for everybody else who comes to the house that day. And it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of work to work all day and then go home and try to prepare a house for 20 people the next day. Guys don't have to worry about that, typically. So.
Just on that, like I said, I did, after I noticed this, just for fun, I went to a few other websites in towns, which I did put an email in Albany County, and I called them just to be sure I read it. They're open for business because it's, you know, I get what you're saying, Dawn, but I think it's just to be aware that it's still taxpayers' money.
Of course it is, which is still
and all our employees do have what they call paid time off. So it's not like they're mandated necessarily to come, and I guess you wouldn't close that everybody wouldn't take the day off. But we could still run with a skeleton crew and then they could use their paid time off, which I think we compensate our employees well. And you know, we knock on a lot of doors, everybody here, and we can see what, you know, some of our individuals and property owners don't have a ton of money. So that was just my thought. And then at the end, when people leave, I mean, we got a potential of, you know, buying somebody out for $10,000 and $15,000. So it's all about dollars. That's all. And I do fully understand the aspect of it's nice for employees, but. You know, again.
Well, I think what I'm saying is it's appreciated. As a woman, I appreciate doing that. So,
it just depends on the optics, but I'm that's where I'm at with it. Okay, so if anybody wants to make a motion.
Make a motion that we close town hall at 12 o'clock next Wednesday.
And I second that motion.
Second it by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion so carried.
So that was 4 yes, 1 abstain?
Yeah. If it's past practice, I mean, I would, like I said, I'm not the biggest fan of it. I mean, I'm more a fan of using your own part, you know, PTO, that's all. And I understand the quality aspect of it at the time. How far do we want to dive into handbook issues tonight? Want to scratch the surface a little bit tonight, or you want to?
No, might as well.
Because I didn't print the whole thing out. But,
you didn't print my outreachable stuff?
No. In color?
In color. In the other.
Where
it was? The bulk of the handbook is
very
fairly standard. It's standard stuff in there.
That's just a little fine-tuned. Yeah.
You got new board members here as well. I mean, I don't know what they're, you know, I mean, you know, I mean, we can do the best we can and try to get it wrapped up before the end of the year. If not, we can.
I don't think there's a whole terrible much stuff to change.
So what came back?
No, I mean, in Pat's bullet points in his response, there's similar things that I brought up. Like he missed, we were missing the Juneteenth holiday.
Right. So in the original, and Kirsten put this out, in just a, you know, for clarity, comp time, now available to code officer, do we want that to be sure?
So we're considering, considering comp time and PTO. Because in my world, PTO is, it's paid time off, but it's different than comp time.
Comp time is when you work overtime, you don't get paid for it.
Right.
And then
there's an use it somewhere else.
You have to use it by the end of the year, or you get paid out, right?
Depends how you...
I'd like Ronnie to weigh in to on some of it, just a little bit.
Different structures. Some want it within a pay, like within that 2-week pay period, which for some people that's impossible. Some by the end of the calendar year.
I don't like buying it out, to be honest. I'd rather see people. Where in my environment, that's where everybody was different. I didn't punch a clock. You know, if you took 2 hours off, you had to get the job done. If you worked 4 or more, you got approval from your manager. And you left.
Ours is hour for hour.
Are you going to put a cap on it because you could accrue?
And I don't know if it should. I mean, in my environment, it was nobody tracked your time off. In other words, if you had a dental appointment and it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you just go to your manager and say, "Hey, I need 2 hours of going to the dentist," and you're getting the job done.
Right.
You just went to the dentist. You know, in the end, I probably worked hundreds of hours more than 28.
Yeah, but that's a different tool. What's going on here?
Well, it's hour for hour.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if we're talking, I mean, I think Audrey gets comp time in the building.
Yeah.
And then what makes him exempt? And what makes him exempt employee? I mean, some of the FLSA rules were if you had two, the equivalent of 2 or more full-time employees. So maybe we should look at what, are they exempt? You know, Matt has what, 1.5 employees. So, or should they be when they work? Over, they get overtime for the few times they work. It's cheaper to do.
It should be a choice. I mean, we can work this. You can either take the overtime or
work
comp time.
One and a half.
Yeah.
But they have
a
choice.
They can
still work. Right. So she's not FSLA.
Yes.
And her job title, she's not managing anybody.
Yeah.
Right. So it's more of a couple of managers thing. So
George is really the only one that has a marginal staff to qualify.
If that's the criteria.
If that's the criteria.
Right. So I think we should check on that. I mean, Matt, he's got a staff. If he was fully staffed correctly, he couldn't come close to that. And it's part time that she doesn't have 2-time equivalent. So I mean, I think that's a question that we can run out to Ronnie. That's why I put her on the unit, because I want her to be the
our
professional, not me. Medical buyouts.
So, on your response to it, you said no grandfathering.
Yes.
I mean, we grandfather 90% of everything we do here.
But if the contract changes and the medical buyout changes for the highway department, doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to get buyout. They're going to get whatever the contract's negotiated.
But we're not talking about.
Right. But I'm saying if we're going to, we have to pick a contract to follow. We can't keep on saying we're going to follow highway or ambulance. Are we following highway or are we following ambulance?
Since I've been here, I've always heard we're following the highway, we're following
so
the highway.
So
I like following the highway. I like that better. And I think the difference is in our ambulance contract, we're paying we're paying 1+ months. We're paying as a employee spouse, mm-hmm. And that's what even if they're single, they get the employee spouse. So the way Kirsten Wright would want to follow that up. I mean, it looks like on the highway, although it's not spelled out totally, it the way Kirsten has the buyouts looking to me is if you qualify for an individual, you're going to get bought out at the individual plan. If you're, you know, one plus one, you're going to get that. And if you're a family, because really, that has the biggest correlation with what our cost savings are or our expenses.
Because you have to provide proof to us what your current coverage is in order to get the
right. If it's one, if it's a single, then you should get what the single premium, 20% of the single plan. So I do like the highway aspect of that. Grandfathering, in conversations with Ronnie, we could follow up. She felt normally, though, we have it both ways. I mean, that's the biggest decision we would have to make. If we grandfathered and she feels that's normally what happens, because that's what people potentially signed up for. Maybe they didn't when they come up, but that's what they're accustomed to, because we have at least two. And then, so we got two that might be more lucrative if they're grandfathered, and we got one that's not. So the one that's not, would we still want to entertain to have, you know, a little bit of fairness there? You know, that's where, you know.
That's all.
So would be a selective.
If we've ever done it, we've always grandfathered everybody in. But now we're making an exception to that rule. That's my opinion.
No, that's not true. Everybody's grandfathered. It's rare that we grandfather things in. I just think, again, if we're going to do it, it's going to be flat across the board for everybody.
And based off the highway contract.
And I think that should be spelled out in this.
So you're saying people that ever got the old buyout, which we have too,
would go to this, whatever's in the highway contract.
Even if they, because they got a potential, I mean, I don't know the numbers, but we can figure that out.
I don't know.
I mean, they could lose a couple of $1,000, and then we probably, one that's probably going to pick up, you know, $3,000.
So I have to say something. I was reading this the other day, and I was like, wow. Because at the school district, when you get your medical buyout, it's a flat rate, and it doesn't matter who you are or what department you're in or how much money you make. This is what you get. Period. The end. You're getting. And it was that way at the county, too.
No,
it was.
It goes by a single individual family plan, amount of deductible you pay. It's on a sliding scale.
The state, though, I know.
Everybody's different.
Everybody's somewhat different. The state of New York, I believe, if you were in an individual plan, you got a certain a dollar amount with the state in New York. And if you were, and in NYSHIP, it's either, there is no one plus one, so it's either single or family.
Right.
And that's how they, if there's two numbers with the
state. Yeah, right. Single or family, but that's what you're getting.
It was the same across the
board. Well, that's where we made, I think in the last contract, we made a big improvement in the highway because we were buying out accordingly to the expense of the employees' plan, so we had no clue with that. So we got two people that got buyouts. So whatever there's, we got three people that's got a buyout, actually. Or, you know, that four, well, with, well, so whatever that spouse pays, so if they've got a good employer, one seems to be, you've seen the numbers, one might be 3,400, that's a one plus one, and then we might have the same thing on a one plus one, and they're getting seven. So the lower or the least advantageous spouse that has an insurance plan that's not fantastic, that costs a lot, we pay more for their poor insurance because we buy it out at the employee's cost, which really, I dislike that a ton because we have no control, it's no parity, and there's no control of us. We don't really know what that premium's going to be. Suppose their employer says, you know what, you're paying 98% of it, we would pick that portion up. And it's also what level. I mean, we reinsure at a silver rate. Maybe they have a gold platinum plan or something. They're right.
Well, it's going to be based on our cost of our premium.
Right. And that's what grandfathering would do. That takes all the other variables out of it. Everybody would get the same, depending on what level of coverage, single or family.
And we are basically off CDPHP, though, right?
Well, I think that's the right thing to do. I think we're not really encouraging people to. I mean, the only reason I think we stayed in Highmark is we didn't want to take insurance away from a few people.
That's
what we had is two or three people. So 90% of our people are 95% of our
people. And moving forward, that's what they're offering.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And we can say that, we can put that in a resolution that we're not offering it to any new, and only the existing people stay in Highmark this year. So we can really boost that into a resolution, too, that we're not going to offer it beyond people existing employees.
I mean, that's not. I don't think that's a bad thing either.
No.
If you think we should put that in a resolution, we could.
Yeah, but that. So the only reason I don't know if it's smart to call it out because in 2 years they may be the better deal and we might switch to them.
But then you have to update that.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, but then you could say the resolution.
The resolution is 2024. There's no guarantee which is going to be the cheapest.
Correct. It's in 2024.
We're
not offering to do it, anybody do in 2024. Want to do it in resolution? Let's have a motion on that.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn Santico. Second by Patrick McCullough. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against, motion so carried. So all the new employees are in CDPHB. And those that are in Highmark will be able to retain it. So we got the medical buyout. June 15th is a straightforward one.
I'm so sorry. What did you make a decision on the medical buyout? I just heard the resolution to not offer Highmark.
I think we should follow the highway department. And we can meet again. But I mean, Ronnie mentioned it, but I don't think it's that bad. We could look at the numbers. I don't think it's going to push anybody out. It's really, to be honest with you, it's poor business on our behalf to with somebody else. His insurance plan
dictate
what we're paying.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't know what our
and ours is paid out and towards the payments, right? Paid
well, now highway and everybody. So that way there was a lot of discrepancies, but there was no more. Oh, I left 6 months into the year, and did you get the first half? So now we pay it out biweekly.
Yeah.
So if you leave, if we owe you $6,000, we're going to pay you X amount of dollars every pay. And it's fair, and nobody gets a windfall, and it's probably easier on our budget too, as far as consistency. Longevity. Couple thoughts, popular or not popular, I guess, but for the town hall employees, I'm not against giving any longevity, but I think. I don't think we should start it at 5 years because they have a step process where highway and ambulance, everybody that starts in this organization and knows to start at the same rate of pay, and they stay at the same rate of pay. Last year or 2 years, we initiated a step process for new people at town hall, and it takes there's 10 steps in there, so. Just because they're getting the raise away, so in the dollar amount, I mean that's up to, that's up to discussion, but that's the way I see it. We did have a step process, but I'm definitely I don't have a problem with doing the longevity. It looks like the 10-year things are $750, and then it goes to $1,015, and it's only paid on a 5-year anniversary currently.
Right.
Listen, the reality of it that every year when we go to negotiations and do contracts, that's always one of the asks.
Yep.
So,
Right, but for the people who we're mainly talking about, they don't have a contract.
Right, this is the handbook. That's
right. But I mean, I guess what ends up happening, as time goes on,
it goes from one to the other to the other.
Right,
to the other.
Right. If you
just focus this on
right.
The end of year.
Right. So even if we wanted to, would it be the right decision to say if you say we're going to do this every year for town hall, then that's going to be the number one thing that's going to be out there, the negotiation table, and it's going to be hard to not to negotiate that.
This is true, but to negotiate something is economics. You got to give something up to get something.
Why? Why are you going to get something?
That's how it works.
That's
economics. You don't go to the table and as a town you don't go to the table and say yes to everything and get nothing.
I'm not saying
that's why it took us 5 hours to get it done.
As an employee, why do I have to give something?
Everybody puts the game face on, and then we get through to the dance.
I mean, I thought we were talking about like the 500 in 5 years, the 750 in 10 years, and then we were going at 15 years was going to be, was it 1,000 or something? Or?
Yeah, originally we only started at 10 years because they stopped the scale at 10. They don't have any that longevity would be kind of like
right
home for that.
Right.
But I mean, looking at the steps, though, it's not very.
There's not a lot of gap.
No, but that doesn't mean you can't improve on it. But the other nice side of it is everybody got a 3.5. When you start looking at the dollar amount, the 3.5 and that little step makes the difference. I mean, because every one of these steps go up to 3.5. This year it was 3.5, and I think it's important not to lose sight. Last year, 2023, we made the adjustment in the ambulance contract, and the year before that, maybe it was effective in 23 for town hall, but I mean, we did look at the CPI consumer price index for the last 10 years out, and then we upgraded through, right?
Yeah. So, I don't want to get sidetracked, but since you brought up 3.5, we were talking about medical and putting it in the employee contract that they follow highway, I think we should also have in the contract that town hall employees follow highway raises. So if highway's getting a 2%, if town hall gets a 2%, then there's no discussion.
That's what we did this year. I mean, that's...
Yep, but I think, again, it should be a black and white. This way, there's no discussion. It's cut and dry. Everybody knows what's happening.
It makes the budgetary things a lot easier because then department heads don't come in and say, you know, this and that. You know, listen, it's human nature. I get it, right? If you don't ask for it, you're not going to get it. But
well, you also have some people that are a stronger personality maybe than somebody else. So one department might end up getting a better deal than another department because somebody can speak up.
I'm okay with doing that. I mean,
I like what you're saying, actually.
Sorry.
No, I mean, and Patrick and I talk about that. Mm-hmm.
It just really, truthfully, there's no
back and forth.
Yep.
It really takes hours away from budget process. It really does. And it makes it easier, right? It's just cut and dry. So I mean I'm okay with that
right
now. I don't want to say non-union employees. Because we got other employees throughout that are
true.
So let's do that. You might not like me on the next one. I really, to be honest, elected officials, I don't like the optics of doing longevity with elected officials. I know it's not popular. If you felt, I'd rather see it dumped in a salary, to be honest with you.
How would we lead you to do that then? Because to me, this I understand they're elected, but this is their full-time job. They work just as hard as a regular appointed hiring.
In my opinion, the optics of it, I'll send out an article from the Times Union for everybody to review. We don't have to make that decision tonight. I could say talking to our HR representative, she could tell me definitely, but she thought it would be something you should, because you do have to advertise the individual's salary in the paper. So 1 year you're going to bring it, and it shouldn't count into retirement, I don't think, these because they're stipends, and I don't think it goes into
it. Depends on how you pay it out.
Right. So that's another issue. And Ronnie Travers, she's our HR representative, they're the best of her knowledge, elected officials in the town she represents, which is many. She doesn't recall anybody being an elected official that gets a site, again, gets a longevity pay.
Why would you want to change it now, though? Just inquire.
What's that?
Why would you want to try to change it now?
Change what? Elected?
Yeah.
Because it was an ask.
Well, this is all new, too. We're working all of this out for non-union employees.
And Mike made a quick, and I can follow up with Mike towards you on it, too, just when we just, and I didn't talk to him in detail, and he said you just got to be careful with it, so I can follow up and see what he meant by it as well. So that's my thing on the, you know, I mean, in 5 years, it's 7, you know, if you're making 7, you know, whatever those numbers are, 67, and you're getting 3.5, mean, it's nice to have, but every 5 years is, you know, $750 or $1,000 in 15, really. When you're, you know, in the scheme of it.
Well,
it's more
there's two ways to look at it, too, because retention is our only way to keep it. As everyone can see, the hiring market isn't the greatest, so the best thing you can do is retain your employees.
And I think we accomplished that through the contracts.
Until someone else dangles a better fish out there.
I was talking to a manager at one of our local fuel companies, and I mentioned what our highway CDL people make, and which was like 27 or whatever it is. And he's been out of the business just a couple of years. And he thought it was good when you take, and again, you can't eat your compensation package, but you know, we start bringing somebody in, it's a $90,000 thing at a minimum. You start putting hospitalization, retirement, and so on.
I truly believe our employees are happy with their salary. We all want more money at the end of the day, but I think that they're happy with what we've been able to do.
Right.
Longevity is more of a reward. It's thank you for being a good employee for this many years. This is your reward. Also, you know, that guy that's got 9 years in that might be starting to look, well, year 10, I get
If you get an employee here 9, 15 years, you know, and you want people to be tracked where they happen to be, where I came from, because once you get vested, most people are. Because even if they want to move to another municipality, the clock stops on their lifelong health insurance. But I don't want people to be tracked. I really feel that we do compensate our employees. And you know what? If they didn't think so, they wouldn't sign the contracts.
Yeah. And they know that every decision we make around this stuff, we take into full consideration their pay, their livelihood, how it's going to affect them.
It's not my business, but I really don't want people working here that can't afford the basics. You know, I mean, and sometimes we run into a little of that on our very part-time, on our lower end, but that's sometimes it's a skill set or
it's the
qualification. Right, but you know, so yeah. Okay, so that was on that. So we'll follow up on that.
Yeah. What was the other thing? The insurance for elected employees?
And which this go pay out of sick time upon departure. I think that's contractual now. I'd have to get some more clarification from Kirsten on that. Time. Maybe because of the one situation we had years back. I mean, that there's one sentence I thought I
would be based off this sick time you earn. No, that's vacation time you earn for
vacation.
Your vacation.
I don't think you get paid off for sick time.
No, we don't get sick time paid any longer. It depends on who's in what contract. We got people at Highway that still do. You know, because they're in our pipeline,
right?
But the there's no new people coming into that,
place. Right?
Yeah.
But I'll put the bottom up on that too. I mean, there's one more sentence in a past situation that I kind of liked what Gilderman had. Medical dental for elected and continued throughout multiple terms. How it's worded now, it's not clear.
Right.
So there's two, I think we got two people that are still in that situation. So Kirsten just wanted to
say. Is it just me?
One of our judges. If that individual wanted health insurance, but they had it somewhere else, they could get it, that we would have to supply it. But they just happened to take down the vision because that's the way it is. It's just a clarity thing. It has verbiage on there, but it's not clear. So if that's what we want to continue to do, then it should be clarified that it's as long as you keep being reelected, or does it end at the end of the term and you raise your hand and then you want to run for another term.
We changed that law.
We got two scenarios where we're doing dental, vision, and
gotcha.
And just to bring clarity to it, is it is it going to go on for multiple terms, then we should put that in there, or is it end after your term has expired and you decide to rerun? That's where those, these are questions that come up, and it's helpful for whoever's doing our HR work upstairs or wherever that happens to take place. No comments? That's quiet.
I think if we're going to keep it, we need to clarify that it's going to be through multiple terms.
Right. It's either going to be clarified or you raise your hand and you start.
Or
you're on reset. So, I mean, nobody new would come in and get, these benefits. That's how that stands. But we're not necessarily looking for input if we make the decision before here. But that's just where we are with that. So if we got to clean that up, either it's going to be through multiple terms or not. Couple of sections are obsolete. I think I didn't address them. I think Pearson put that in an email today. Mm-hmm. So you got them. I can look at them. I mean, those should be straightforward. Obsolete. I really don't think there's a whole lot of debate going on with that. So the fact that we really make a decision on the temporal thing is about the 5 and 10 years. Are we going to do the 10 year thing? Because of the longevity, because they do have the.
I thought you were trying to find. Can you make a note that it's Ron or something?
I got the elected and the buyout for 6 months.
Oh. I mean,
an elected official on longevity and the sick. That's really our decision. I mean, it doesn't break the bank. To be honest with you, it really doesn't. But it's not. I can take it either way, to be frank about it. Any comment on it? You think? But again, the other individuals don't have steps at all. They're not going through the step process. I'd have to look at it. That may be a dollar difference between the beginning and the end. So it's like at least you're making $22,000 or $2,500 more than somebody that was brand new. And up until like last year, didn't matter if you had 10 years on this job, 10 months or 30 years, everybody made the same in this building. And that's the way it is in highway and ambulance. It's just hard to get them off the ground, when you start if you don't start with the step process. Any thoughts on that?
I think I'm the one that brought it up to begin with, way back when. What personally I was used to was leaving my job and moving on to a different area at that 10-year point. So, when I worked at the high school, it was 10 years, and I left at 10 years to become a principal. And then when I became a principal, it was 5 years. Catskill was 10 years, so I missed that one too, because I left after before 10 years. And then at Sorby's, I left after 8 years. So I never really, I got 1 5-year bump at Sorby's, I think. But there, you got your 5 years was 500, and it went on to your salary. So that was getting paid in your salary for the rest of your, every year. So if you're making $100,000, you're now making $100,500,
But in that contract, it stipulated that it was going into your base pay. And they paid out every year.
Right.
See,
right. And then
I would say this. It's cheap now until it starts to go every year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
there's always going to be a certain line of pressure that's going to say we've got to increase that stipend. And or we're going to pay it out on an every year basis. If you start paying them out on an every year basis, then that number starts to be.
If you're thinking of it as it's a one shot deal, 5 years, $500. Here's $500. Thank you. At 10 years.
And then after another 5 years, you get 750.
Yeah, that's not really how longevity.
You normally get it every year once you start getting it.
Once you get that longevity, you get it.
It's in your
From this step to that step. And then you get the next step,
honestly, this is something I got.
That makes sense for the people that are stepped out.
Right.
Right.
But that's why I say it.
That's why they should start in 10 years for the letter to step process.
Right. I agree with that.
Right. That's what is that what we're going to do?
Start at 10.
Because they're
so they're stepped out and they're
right. And they start out at the $750 in today's dollars.
Yep.
And we would pay it retroactively if people are at that 10 or if they're at 12. Right. That's what we did with Iowa.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if they already over exceeded that anniversary,
you're not going to have to wait until the next one to get something.
Yeah, we pay that highway that way too. So, and we're following highway, right?
Yeah.
So that's the way it is.
We're following.
But I mean, again, I think the only difference is we got step process for all the other people, and there it's all. So I think 10 is just as time goes on, it's all going to get. You know, those are negotiable things that happen every.
Well, we could do moving forward after this. We put the 10 in. We can extend our steps with new employees moving forward.
Right. Or we're going to have...
Well, no, you would set it up 10, 15, 20, 25.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's what we got. We got 10, we can be 10, right. 15, 20, 25, yep. And 30.
Right.
And you know, it is a... I agree, it is a thank you thing. I mean, nobody, you know, it's not going to float anybody's thing around here. But again,
no, but
you get.
If you start at 750 and you wind up at 2500 or 3000.
That's the 25. That's nice.
Right. You're going to get that every year for the next.
You know what I mean? But you know, because you're here a long time to get that. You know, your time to get up to that. You're kind of in the sunset of your career, I think. But if you know what, in the end, it gets expensive. You know, like I said, I know other municipalities south of here, and I mean, they start rattling numbers off. It's like. 3,000 a year, and you know, it becomes unsustainable for a small community. Okay, let me see if I can find that email.
From Kirsten?
Yeah.
So, premium payment elected officials and premium payment employees, she wants to remove sections 1, 2, and
3.
Part of 3.
Let's see. What time did that email come out? It's later on.
It was 1:58, 2 o'clock.
1:58. I
think that damn thing. And then you forwarded it?
I forwarded it? Yeah, that's the... And then you put my name on the bottom?
That's at the bottom of my reply.
Yeah.
With my list of things.
What time did you reply?
2:23.
Time off to go. And I agree. I mean, I agree with that too. I think we're good. I mean, and Ronnie hit that.
That's a state law.
We hit that right on the nail because we had a recent situation on election day that we navigated. You know, we ended up not giving voting pay because it was a 7-hour window or something like that at the end of the the punch out time.
We have to do this, or we're already doing it. But for cancer screening, you get half a day for each screen.
Yeah, I think
4 hours.
Once a year? Once every 2 years?
Once a year.
And that's fairly new, right? It's only a
couple years.
Yeah.
For the town?
No, statewide.
Oh, schools almost done it.
I did email Ronnie on these. I mean, personal use is prohibited from using town communications. That's within reason. I mean, there's probably some verbiage that Ronnie has. I mean, you can't sit out there, you know, use it all day long or anything. But if you want to check it, you know, whatever you do, within reason, if you needed to make a photocopy or send a fax or something.
I'm good with that. We can take out the one above that employees are prohibited from using town communications system.
Juneteenth. Overall, I think we're pretty good domestic partners. I'll just let Ronnie weigh in on these. And hopefully she can come back with some additions for the next meeting. Anything else? Comments? Not good, Jerry, not good. Not good. Paul, not good. Dylan, anything that we are missing?
No.
uniform.
If you're gonna, if you like them, I mean, ideally, what we would want to do is, which we can find internet pricing.
Well, I'll just say three prices on
the same.
My big thing is that they're made in America.
Then look somewhere else for the one that you pick.
Yeah.
Because I think
the poles.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I was gonna say the flags.
I forget the name of it now. It might be Gettysburg, but there's one that
I went to Latham's Army Navy store to buy them there.
Right. But the flags themselves will be, we would probably get the state Excelsior flag.
Yeah.
You might as well get them on board.
Used to be people in store could use it, just make them.
But the hardware is going to be very hard to find that made all year.
Yeah.
It's unfortunately. I mean, if you can find that, Jared, buy it. But if you can't, just let us know what we got to do.
We like the idea of the 8-foot.
Yeah, I mean, 12 would be nice, but I think
12 versus
a little bit concerned about how much, the further you get out, you get an ice storm or, just the
layer. I think it pushes into the tree, too. Weird how the one tree grows so much better than the other tree.
The 3x5 is not a huge, it's probably something that looks like a rescue squad building.
We need a 4x6. 2x4,
3x5 is a little too slow, too small.
Look
at the one at the end, but that's a 3x5. That looks
that's
what I don't like.
Any one that's like by the RV store.
Like Garrison flag.
That's a monster.
If you want a 4, see which one goes 4x6. I think a 4x6 is going to be a 12-foot flag.
And then on holiday, you can put a 5x.
Good bless you.
I mean, I'll tell you, this old parade thing, the photos on, maybe it was on Facebook or whatever, maybe it was Tom, but I mean, they had, patriotic flags draped over this building and rays. And I mean, it was like, all over the front, and it was like, that's nice. But if you just don't see that, that was probably a 40s, 50s. But I think just having flags that high up here is going to bring it back.
That's when you had Patriots living in America.
Yeah, true. Okay. Anything else that we're missing here? JR, anything? Ryan, anything that we want to talk about we missed? Should be doing better?
No.
Because you'll have your opportunity if I'm not doing good enough. But anyways, other than that, I think I'm ready to close the meeting with, unless we got to anybody else. Need a motion? Somebody. Motion by Brandon. Seconded by Dawn. All those in favor?